Paloma
and Mary Jane,
and we are here this evening with the Maudlins, who are going to introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Eric, I play guitar.
I'm Matt, I play guitar as well.
I'm Stoff, I play the drums.
I'm Alex, I play bass. 'Cause this late night stroll has made me sharp. My neck is cold without a scarf. And all I hear is passing cars. We're on our own again. It's not okay, let's not pretend. Let us lay it out in parts. So goodbye.
I wish you all could see them because they look really cute in their outfits.
They do.
I'm really excited. Complete the story. Once upon a time, there were four young men, and they decided to start a band called the Maudlins.
Well, really the Maudlins was the unfortunate afterthought of the four getting together. It was sort of, the name came a little later. So we really decided to start a band, and then we were like, I guess we'll call it the Maudlins. And that's really the whole story.
No exciting twists and turns?
I mean, basically, Eric and Matt wrote a lot of songs together, posted a Craigslist ad, and then I joined, and then shortly after, Alex joined as well.
Tried to get somebody else, one of our buddies, Fonz, to play bass, but he just does like acoustic guitar. But he played lacrosse with my roommates who played lacrosse, and I was playing bass with them.
What kind of a sports band, actually? Yeah.
So you guys are all wearing like matching pinstripe outfits, and
I get hot.
Well, that's all right. It mixes it up. So what about your visual getup reflects the sort of music that you guys put out?
Well, we have some throwback oldies elements, so kind of throwback to the like early '60s a bit. Harmonies and things of that sort, and people who usually did those things wore suits, so. I always liked the aesthetic of that era, so.
And the shoes make our feet look bigger.
Yeah.
Chicks dig
pointy
big shoes.
Pointy.
Or pointy.
What chicks dig witches, sharp. Too.
What do big shoes say about you, though?
They,
what does that mean?
Next question, no comment.
They can distract from, you know, people watching the three chords that we play on guitar. They're like, oh, look at their feet. Same three chords every time.
All right, they're not going to answer that question. All right. I'd like you to create a recipe for me. What ingredients could I cook together in a microwave to get your band?
Not peanuts. Not peanuts.
Are you allergic to peanuts?
Yes.
Three out of four members.
I don't think we should have said that.
Well, let's not say
someone's
who's
gonna
who.
Hate us.
Let's just not say who's who. Because then, you know, if on the off chance they like one of us, then they won't want to take a risk.
Yeah. So. There's a 75% chance you could off one of us.
But
and then one member is allergic to chicken.
Yeah, so
over here.
Generally meat's a sketchy territory.
And then I don't eat any meat, so I'm practically allergic, so it works out. But we all like to dress extremely fancy and dapper. Handsome. I don't know what I'm saying.
No one else.
Next question.
Next question.
Okay, so you guys play right-handed and left-handed guitar. Do you ever get in like little duels on stage?
Actually,
chuckles amongst the crowd.
Sometimes we cross swords a little bit on accident.
Try not to cross the streams.
Yes, we try not to, but on occasion someone hits somebody's neck and then someone's guitar goes out of tune and someone is not very good at tuning during songs, so someone freaks out. It's very vague. But yeah, we have a little one song with a dueling guitar solo between the left and right-handed guitar.
The tree is attacking me.
But he's positioned on opposite sides to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah, gotta keep them spread out.
Yeah, generally
so that's
speaking.
Why we got L in the center.
Yeah.
What song is stuck in each of your heads most often? Like, what do you find yourself driving down the road or in the shower singing?
Lately, I've had a song by a friend of ours called White Lightning stuck in my head. Hot TV on MySpace.com. MySpace.com/HotTV.
Actually, they're playing with us at the Silver Lake
Lounge. That's true. We are playing with them in August 21st at Silver Lake Lounge. That's a good song. That's been stuck in my head lately. So it's whatever the song of the moment might be, determined by top 40, usually.
So. Arcade Fire, Wilco, because it's in my CD player.
Yeah.
She was going to say Arcade Fire.
Yeah.
I think like it was Antichrist Television Blues or whatever. That just gets in my head all the time. Or just like that starting, like that ding 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 ding. Don't wanna work in a building downtown. And I'm like, oh yeah. And then I just I get complete.
I'm like,
I don't want to be at my parents'
so
house
like,
no more.
Mesa doesn't count as downtown technically, so you're within your range there.
What do you do in Claremont Mesa?
Crazy now.
Right? Bernie Mesa? Crazy.
What are we talking about?
It's all the same.
You don't work in a building downtown.
I work. Oh, that's true. I work off Balboa Avenue at a software company. I gotta go.
It took you a minute to realize that or admit it.
I thought you were talking about my parents' house. I'm like, my parents live in Irvine. What?
No idea.
Are you thinking I don't want to live in my father's house no more? Is that, different song.
Okay. Anyway.
Song. I don't want to work on Balboa.
No, don't just say it. I think they say that in Antichrist Television Booth.
Do they say it in both?
I thought so. Maybe not. I don't know.
I can't remember.
I don't think so.
About
I think
our
it's the
songs
next
are just
any
song.
Any song. Oh, right. Like when you're in the shower, what do you sing?
Yeah, I don't know. It depends.
Actually, I'd say in the shower. That's probably where a lot of songs get written.
Yeah.
Except for that's probably a horrible image now. But no one's gonna listen to the new material. But
I mean, like falling water thing.
The next album's gonna be a concept album.
Yeah.
Sort of a naked shower concept.
From dirty to clean in 12 steps. This last song's called Towel. All
right. Nice, though. Soothing.
Keep it warmed up.
This is true.
Yeah.
Okay, well, along the lines of songs that are stuck in your head, are there any, like, hip-hop songs or rap songs you get stuck in your head? Are there any you want to, like, throw down for us right now?
Okay, if anybody can just get him started on any Tupac and he's good to go.
Well, my hip-hop knowledge ends in about 1996, so not since then do I really know any hip-hop, but... Yeah,
actually, there's a pizza place near our house called Fiori's. Oh, actually, it's a liquor store, but they sell pizza. And there's a guy in there, this guy Shimon, and whenever he comes in, he'll, like, start, like, a Tupac, like, rap, and Matt can, like, finish it pretty much, like, 98% of the time.
Yeah, we're thinking about going big with that. It's, like, going to be a side project, I think.
So, yeah. So
you get me
try gone. To choose.
I might play, or might sing some Usher for you. only after several beers.
Too bad.
We've all seen it. There
what
is
would
beer
you sing
here
at karaoke? Bar. Like, if we took you out to karaoke, what would you sing?
The Hives, Hate to Say I Told You So.
I would sing whatever everybody else picked and then was afraid to sing, because that's usually what happens. We get, like, these songs picked, and I'm like, who picked this? And then no one wants to admit it, and I'm like, all right.
I would not sing Oasis Wonderwall.
That's true. Not the last time.
This car's having some trouble.
This is the highlight of the interview right here.
Very nice. Very nice.
Someone's trying to parallel park right now.
That's good.
She's done a miraculous job at parallel parking. We're going to get... Woo!
I have doubts about her getting out, so maybe you want to say the license plate number into the microphone so we have a record for it. Yeah. Nice.
All right, let me move on to something serious now. This is a very serious question, so listen. What three musicians, living or dead, would you like to sit down and have a drink with?
Come to me last.
Elliot Smith, for sure.
Oh, damn, that should have been mine.
Jeff Buckley.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to encourage Elliot Smith drinking any further, though, so maybe I have a soda with him. Yeah. So it's safe having a drink with me, then.
Probably Notorious B.I.G., just because, like, you know, get the Cristal flowing.
He's a pretty generous fellow, or was. They're all dead. Everybody we want to have a drink with. That's why we're such a lonely band.
Say, maybe James Mercer. He just seems nice.
Yeah.
I don't know, not ran into, but when I went to see Belle and Sebastian and the Shins at the Hollywood Bowl, like, we had, like, really close seats, and they, like, after their set, like, came to the front, so we'd be like, hey, look, they're drinking Smoking Loon wine. I love that wine. Let's jump over the rail. And then we, like, briefly talked to him, but then acted really stupid, and it was all lost, so... I would like to actually, like, apologize to him in advance. Like, hey, sorry. Or not in advance, I guess, in retrospect.
This is a good outlet.
I'm going to move along.
When you apologize in your room at night, it makes no difference at all.
James, I'm sorry.
Is this musicians
only? I'm not as creepy as I appear.
No, it could be anybody.
You can have your underwear back.
No Beatles?
I don't know.
Everybody
wants to
talk to the Beatles. Pick somebody else.
I don't know if I do, actually, for some reason. It's not popping in my head. But what is popping in my head is David Letterman. I would really like to talk to David Letterman.
All right, so what are your guys' concert pet peeves?
I prefer the smaller venues now. Like, the big festivals aren't that good. Besides, Arcade Fire at Coachella was really good.
He means attending, not playing, because we've never played anything bigger than this. So, right? That's the question. Is it attending, playing, either?
Attending.
Pet peeve.
Attending.
Oh, attending.
attending maybe
like,
shows.
I don't like when the bass guitar is too loud and the bass drum is too loud, and that's all
or
you
just
can hear.
The sound is too loud in general. Like, I had, like, a broken speaker syndrome in my ears, like, the last time I went to a show. They rang for, like, 24 hours. And then when I whistled, there was a harmony to it, which was actually kind of cool. Yeah, I think so. But on occasion, they're, like, just too damn loud.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I saw, back when the scene was still open in, like, Claremont, I saw Mogwai there. And it was, like, one of the loudest shows I've ever been to. My heart, actually, I could feel it just, like, vibrating along with everything else inside my body.
You were just really into it.
Yeah, but that and, I guess this isn't so much a venue thing as it is, like, artists who are very unappreciative of fans, no matter how big or how small.
I know what you're thinking of.
Not that I want to bring this up because it'll bring more heat on. Not that there's.
Let's just say there's
a blog and a band and stuff has occurred between things and.
Oh, I was thinking of a particular artist, different from that, known as not very skillfully sketched young man.
Yeah, well, actually, I was going to lead into that. Also, oddly, at the same venue.
Canes.
Well, yeah, when we went and saw Badly Drawn Boy at Canes, he was just not into it. It was after 1+1=1. One? Yeah. It wasn't like a bigger album of his, and I don't know, I wasn't too into it. But people were, like, you know, screaming for, like, oh, play Pissing in the Wind, oh, play, you know, whatever. And he was like, oh, fuck off. This I've written a million songs more that are better than that one, so, you know. I'm like, dude, people want to hear your songs, you know? And
give us an interview.
Anyway.
With us everywhere we go.
Well, I have this obsession with microwaves. I don't know why.
I'm ready.
But I think about microwaves often. I
mean, we have a microwave.
Yeah. Each of you have a microwave?
We share a microwave, and we went and bought the cheapest one at Target because it had the ding.
We don't even live together. We just share.
You know, like most, it has the dial because most of them have the
ghetto microwave.
No, it's not ghetto. It's like it's retro. It's retro. The ding is just extremely satisfying.
There's a real bell.
Yeah, it's all right. It's ghetto, but still, we're very poor.
Ghetto retro.
But anyway, back to the question.
Nice.
If you could put 3 items. Okay. That would represent the state of music today in a time machine the size of a
microwave.
That would be open. Non-food items that would be open 200 years from now. What would you include?
Facial hair.
Do we want to paint a favorable picture of music, or
whatever kind of picture you? An honest picture.
Probably.
I have to still stick with facial hair. I don't know.
Why
That's
facial
true.
Hair?
What does that even mean? Indie,
I think
ironic
it's
facial
mostly
hair.
Symbolic of image for everyone. I mean, us included. But I think, I mean, we get classified as, the band with the suits and their, you know, image. But, I mean, all bands have, like, the image that they're going for with, you know, facial hair, huge chops, tight jeans, the really tattered shirt that they only bring out for the show so they look
really
cool.
Probably an iPod.
Could go in there since it's moving away from albums and into just individual songs.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's better than the
I don't know. It's tough. I mean, if you get, like, the state of music today, you'd probably have to throw in some kind of, like, auto-tuner box thing.
You'd probably
thing.
Have to throw in, some piece of shit, actually. A literal piece of shit, because there's a lot of that. In music today.
Negative.
Yeah.
Do you like not
eat
dinner?
But that's my
dinner?
Thing, man. That's what I'm totally, hate. I'm going for that. That's
the Maudlin's filled with hate. For unattracted people and shit.
Album 2, subtitle.
The parentheses.
Okay. Alright, well, speaking of albums, the one you guys have got out now is called Here's to Being Happy. Do you have anything you'd like to say about this album?
You don't seem very happy.
I know you don't. You seem very pessimistic.
That's why we're trying to toast to it, but it's, we're trying, but not always succeeding.
Well, I think it really was supposed to be kind of here is truly to being happy, because we have a lot of really poppy songs on, like, the surface, and then when it comes down to, like, reading the lyrics, which most people don't do, myself included, I'm pretty bad about it, even though I write a lot. But, a lot of the lyrics are really kind of sad and all about
also,
like
we don't have
loss
them printed anywhere, so people
that's
can't
true.
Read them.
Yes,
so they just have to guess.
They would have
so
to
people
guess.
People are pretty bad about that.
But I mean, like, I mean, even
good guesses too.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah,
but yeah, so it definitely has the two meanings: the sincere and then also the ironic, which is, so you know, like, no, literally, sincerely, here's to being happy, as Eric has said. But then also kind of like, that's great. Here's to being happy. You know, so it's kind of meant to be both.
I thought it was because the lyrics sound uplifting and happy. But they're actually a lot of times about heartbreak.
Yes.
And girls that didn't come.
That's just true.
Stuff your sorries in a sack.
Have Wait, you had a lot of heartbreak?
Girls that what?
Say that again.
I don't have any heartbreak. I'm married. But Matt and Eric have had some heartbreak in the past.
No, I was just thinking of a word choice in particular. But yes, yes. Yeah, definitely. We are definitely an emo band.
Yeah.
Through and through.
All right, let's change the subject. What's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
What kind of ice cream?
Any kind.
Wait, are there different kinds?
I mean, can we narrow it down?
Like, isn't that what she's asking? Ice cream?
Yeah, pick a brand and then we'll go.
Huge fan of chocolate malted crunch.
Thrifty
Junior. Thrifty Junior.
Okay, Thrifty ice cream.
But right. Well, I don't know. I don't know about the best.
It's
top.
The
we'll go top four. We'll go top four. That's an arbitrary number.
Okay. Well, not in the MySafe, Sarah.
What was that?
Pistachio gelato is mine.
That's good
or
stuff.
Strawberry.
Living danger.
Strawberry. Pistachio right out the window.
Cookies and cream. Probably cookies and cream.
Yeah. I was just thinking that too. I was like, gelato. Like, if I had done gelato Vero.
That wasn't the question.
It wasn't.
Vanilla bean espresso and dark chocolate.
Serious trouble with answering the actual questions.
Why don't you even bother any questions?
I honestly don't
know. All right.
Cookies and cream.
Strawberry.
Chocolate chip cookie dough. I don't know. Some
cookie
kind
dough.
Of
on,
Reese's peanut butter thing.
All together in one?
Sure.
Wait, dude, like
you
the
just
whole
gave away
kitchen,
peanut butter.
He gave away the peanut butter.
Peanut butter and chocolate. Baskin Robbins said he wants to eat peanut butter.
That's pretty...
Now it's the best ice cream.
Sometimes it's too cold, though, and there's like, you gotta crunch through the ribbons, and it's just not...
I was a big fan of Spumoni, too.
I read Spumoni.
Isn't that an obscure town in Washington?
All right, so if your music were to be played for a commercial, what would you guys be selling?
Loss and heartache as stuff said. No,
Match.com? Actually, we wouldn't be selling Match.com. I guess the guy would be pretty bummed, probably. I don't know.
We've always
hoped that we would have wool knit sweater for a Gap commercial.
Oh, this is true. Yeah.
So if you know that song... We're hoping that's going to
We're going to follow We'll follow in the footsteps of Ron Fountainberry and just dancing around.
Let's not forget LL.
Bean?
Cool J.
Oh.
Cool J. LL. But LL Bean is...
Common?
Can be like, what's in a conversation for like a, I don't know, Verizon commercial.
That's not bad, actually. Yeah. That's pretty good.
37 Japanese for... Oh, this is dangerous territory here.
I don't know.
All right, never mind. Next question.
All right, well, I always ask my musicians the same three questions at the end of interviews, so here they go. Do you guys have any slang terms that you overuse?
We've recently started using phoner and pantlers.
Yes.
Have you heard these?
No.
So pantlers is, hopefully this doesn't get really awkward now. But if girls that have like tribal tattoos, like on the back, next question, shit. But if they like lean over, you can see the tribal tattoo coming up over the pants, and they look like antlers.
Is when someone has a cell phone in their pants, and their pants are too tight, so it's like a phone.
This was after like 3 hours on Urban Dictionary. Looking up various words.
All right, so what's your guys' drink of choice?
Mine is always beer. Guinness and Newcastle are my favorites.
Say that again. Say it again.
A Guinness or a Newcastle.
Oh, see, they're onto your accent now. Soda mainly.
Are you not 21?
I am a lot older than 21, but... It's the best of both worlds where I don't look it, so it's really not actually good at all. I get carded at Rated R movies sometimes still. But Squirt and root beer add to the legend of me not being 21, I'd say.
Probably about 25% to 50% of my paycheck goes to liquor, because I really like Scotch and Belgian beers, and they're very expensive.
Stick with classic Jack and Coke. I mean... Yeah, it's pretty.
All right, how do you guys feel about eyeliner?
On Green Day or everywhere else?
on women, it's good. On men,
I don't mind it on guys, actually. I wouldn't wear it,
if
but
you can pull it,
it depends. Yeah. It depends. Yeah. It all depends. On Green Day, basis, no.
I'd say in general, though, on girls, thumbs up. Guys, middle of the road. I could see it works sometimes, but...
The only reason you're saying yes is because of Scott Weiland.
This is true.
Matt is a huge Stone Temple Pilots fan.
I also like really low-cut jeans for guys because of Scott Weiland. And general snake-like appearance.
All right, now for the grand finale. I don't know if you've bothered to listen to any of our podcasts, but if you have and you've listened to podcasts that I've been involved with, will each of you please give me your best pirate impression?
Yar, matey.
Hey, have you guys seen that new pirate movie? It's rated R.
Oh, no, he didn't.
See, I don't
that's,
get that.
That's the pirate's monkey. Pirate's monkey?
No, chipmunk.
Some the ghetto pirates have chipmunks.
Arr.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Here's to how it should be. Cause I'm sick and tired of how it is and what it could be. If it goes on for too long, well, you know that something's wrong. Let's just get over ourselves. I learned to Peregrine. He says he's thinking of you, and I know you'd love to love him. There's no more reason for our fully leaded heads. Let's just get over ourselves. We'd be better off with anyone else.